Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the program. Is this the best manifestation crystal ever? This is some free advice. You know me, I am always experimenting, and I want to tell you, yes, I could try to sell this to you, but I'm not going to. This is something I want to tell you about, and I'm hoping you'll just go out or get on the internet and find one for yourself. I believe it's going to work better for you if you do that. So, I think you'll find this very interesting. You know, we're off to a new year. I'm recording this in January, and I think it's a great time to share some information with you that might help you make this crazy year a little better for yourself. Now, before I tell you about this particular crystal, here's an interesting story for you. As you probably know, I'm here in Las Vegas, and I'm usually very lucky in the casinos. And my wife, Lauren, is usually not as lucky as me. And we recently went to a casino, and I told her I had to go to the bathroom, which seemed like it was about a mile away in this huge casino. So she said, well, here, give me some money to play. I said, okay. So I had $100 bill in my wallet. I just gave her the $100 bill. I went to the bathroom. When I came back from the bathroom, she'd lost it all already. I said, geez, is this going to cost me $100 every time I have to go take a... Well, anyway, so I said, look, here, let me try to give you some luck. And I gave her this crystal to carry in her pocket. And guess what? The rest of the night, her luck changed. She ended up winning back that $100 and a lot more. But more importantly, I carry this crystal when I'm feeling my energy is down or I might be on the verge of having a health problem. And because, you know, right here, right now living in Las Vegas, it's hard to go out and not end up with some kind of a bug when you have all these people visiting from all over the world. And I don't talk about health a lot, but I'm going to a little bit more this year because look, we all globally really, really need to raise our health vibration again after just being bombarded with this pandemic phenomenon for so long. And, you know, when I talk about crystals, I know it's possible to go, is this a bunch of hooey? Just don't forget, we use crystals in technology all the time. You know, Silicon Valley, microchips. The very first laser was produced with a crystal. It was a synthetic ruby rod. And they passed or concentrated an enormous amount of light on it, and focus that into a laser beam. And now we use crystals all the time for different types of lasers. There's something to this. So I got an email just the other day from a friend of the show, Jason, who just recently moved to Nevada, as a matter of fact. And he said that he had just gotten a quartz crystal. He says, it's called a Herkimer diamond. Have you ever heard of that? He says, I took a Herkimer diamond quartz crystal and I put it into an argon accumulator that I made for 48 hours. Now that's a whole different subject that we will get into somewhere down the road, what an argon accumulator is. But anyway, he says, it should charge things theoretically. So anyway, he says, I took this Herkimer diamond out this morning and I put the crystal in my pocket and everything went perfectly today. I wasn't sure what it was going to do, but it seemed to bring luck or make things go exactly how I wanted them to all day. Hopefully it will bring some luck on some of my sky watches and gambling and everything else. And he says, thanks for reading, Jason. So what I thought was really intriguing about this. Okay, let me explain to you some more about a Herkimer diamond. When I was living in Puerto Rico, I went to Santero David Longley's house and he had all these amazing crystals and stones all over the place. And I was about to travel back to Asheville, North Carolina, which is a very gem and mineral rich part of the world. And he said, can you do me a favor while you're there? I said, sure. He says, I want you to give me a Herkimer diamond. He says, that's one of the most powerful gemstones in the world. And at that time, I'd heard of a Herkimer diamond, but I wasn't sure what they were. Okay, here is basically what a Herkimer diamond is. A Herkimer diamond is a naturally formed quartz crystal that has natural points on both ends. And in fact, to be more scientifically specific here, here's what Wikipedia says. Herkimer diamonds are double terminated quartz crystals. So that's what it means when you have a quartz crystal that has a point on each end. Double terminated. These were discovered within exposed outcrops in and around Herkimer County, New York, and the Mohawk River Valley. They're not actually diamonds. The diamond in their name is due to both their clarity and their natural faceting. It says these crystals possess the double termination points and 18 total faces, 6 on each point, 6 around the center. And because the first discovery sites were in the city of Middleville and in the city of Little Falls, the crystal is also known as the Middleville diamond or the Little Falls diamond. And so it says that it turns out you can find these at other places around the world, but those mined in Herkimer County are the ones that can be given the name a Herkimer diamond. And so I found one of these for Santero Longley. It took me a long time. I became kind of obsessed because I really fell in love with these things. And he wanted one that was about the size of an egg that he could just sit there and meditate with in his hand. That was difficult for me to find. But I did find one for him, which he absolutely loves to this day. In the meantime, however, I decided to buy one for myself. I found one that is not as big as his. His Schwartz is bigger than mine, but mine is just so clear and so perfectly formed. I just had to have it. And so I tell you, if I take this little naturally, you know, double terminated piece of quartz crystal and I put it on something like a Van de Graaff electrostatic machine and I turn out the lights and I charge it up, you just see lightning spray out of both of those points. It looks absolutely amazing. That's how this thing is sort of channeling the energy. And so here's what I started doing. Aside from carrying this thing, sometimes I'll put it near a glass of water for 5 minutes. and under the assumption that maybe that, you know, something powerful in that crystal is charging that water. And then I'll drink the water. Now, if you have a big one, you might even consider putting it inside the glass of water, but only if you have a really big one, because these things are clear and you do not want to swallow one of these accidentally. Trust me, you do not want to do that. So only if you have a really big one would you consider putting it in the water and then, you know, taking it out to drink after that. I'm not recommending that you do that. I'm just letting you know that's something that you can look into. And I'm telling you this because I think if this interests you, you should do your own research and you should find the perfect Herkimer diamond for you. If you go to somewhere like Amazon, I just looked, you can get a nice little Herkimer for $15, $20, but they're all so unique. You really need to find the one that seems to connect with you personally. Do your experiments with it and let me know. Let me know if you have more fortune. Let me know if you feel better, because again, I'm going to be giving you as much information as I can this year to help you get back on track, since we have been up against such negativity. Some call it a tulpa of negativity that has descended on our world for a long time. And also, you know, people contact me and when we come back, I'm going to give you some more tips, by the way, on how you can make this year better. And it actually has to do with angels and demons, believe it or not. But people do contact me and they say, I'm interested in getting some kind of a manifestation tool, but I don't have enough money right now. What should I do? And I say, that's easy. I have a free solution for you. I have a free program, no catch, no strings attached. It's called a 5-Minute Money Miracle Secret. It's a link that you click, and when you go there, there is an audiobook by me, there's an ebook by me, there are tones you listen to, and all you have to do to get the link to the 5-Minute Money Miracle Secret is go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com and sign up for my free e-newsletter. There's a little box. You type your email address in there. You hit the submit button and you will instantaneously get an automated email from me with a link to that and some other free gifts. joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. And I do realize that there are people out there who maybe think we are kind of stupid or simpletons, if we believe in good and evil. But if you're like me, you kind of have to agree that right now in our world, it really does feel like there is a, call it a spiritual battle going on between the forces of good and evil. And there are people who may be, I don't know, strict atheists who say, listen, there's no such thing as good and evil because it's totally subjective. And to a certain extent, that is true. But in my mind, in my judgment, which is just as good as anybody else's, I suppose, I do have a definition for what evil is. I believe that evil is being completely self-centered without having any consideration for another. I think that evil is some version of that to some degree, being completely self-centered and not having consideration for others. That's what I think is evil. An evil person does what he or she wants because that's what he or she wants. Does that not sound like a pretty good description of evil? And so when I talk about angels and demons, I'm talking about our relationship with basically interdimensional beings that may have more or less consideration for us humans, and how that as we spiritually evolve, we might be able to become more angelic rather than demonic. And years ago, I wrote a short audiobook about this called Angels and Demons Beside Us, which has been available for a long time for free on the internet. And I tell you what, my buddy John Carter up in Canada, he's such a talented filmmaker. I didn't even ask him to do this. He took it upon himself to take that audio presentation and turn it into a video on YouTube that has all of these visuals and animations. And it's like watching a little movie, and he did just a tremendous job. You know, I've talked about him at least a couple times before on this show, and if you would like to watch this presentation called Angels and Demons Beside You, I'm reading it, and he's giving you all the visuals. All you have to do is go to YouTube and just do a search for Angels and Demons Beside You by Joshua P. Warren, but make sure that you watch the one that's posted by UFOs Worldwide, because the one I posted is just audio. And, but his has got, you know, all the visuals. But anyway, you know what? I decided maybe in order to help us do better this year, I would just read a little bit of this to you. And, this is basically a part of the audiobook in which I've already kind of talked about what I think angels and demons are. And so I write, if you now feel they exist, you are no doubt wondering how to deal with angels and demons in your life. Well, fortunately, the subject does not have to be extremely complicated. From the strictest biological perspective, your life can be boiled down to binary reactions. Your heart clenches, then relaxes. Your breath goes in and out. And so your body's energy interface with all around you ultimately makes your biofrequency raise and your soul expand, or your biofrequency lower and your soul contract. So use your body as an antenna to feel whether or not something around you is good or bad. Does it make you want to expand or to contract? If something is bad for you, your body is weakened, and this makes you vulnerable. So stay in environments that make you feel strong and positive, and surround yourself with people that feel the same. Demons will hang out around vulnerable people, so if you venture toward the vulnerable, be especially cautious. Aside from your environment, fill your mind with positive content and keep your body physically healthy and strong, just as you would to avoid getting a cold. Now, if you believe there is a demon attached to you, then change your environment and diet to a positive one as quickly as possible. And the next step is ask for help. Just give it a try. try asking help of an angel. Angels are there all around, eager to help you all the time. They will even travel and run errands for you, believe it or not. And if you are having a problem with someone, ask an angel to soar to that person and help you resolve the situation with the most positive outcome for everyone involved. And you might be surprised how things turn out. So anytime you have a problem, ask an angel to represent you and then send the angel away with all your trust and authority. The angel benefits when you benefit. So send your positive thoughts to the angel often. And if you're perceptive enough, you might even get a glimpse of the angel working with you, or hear the angel's voice, or see the angel's name and recognize it. You see, the universe is always trying to speak with you. Now, the language of the universe is synchronicity. And the more you pay attention to the connections around you in life, the more clues and insight you'll have regarding what is happening around you. Knowledge is power. And this will give you the power to make informed, wise, effective decisions. Now, you've heard this a million times in your life, and there's a reason for it, but this time, let it sink in. The way you help yourself is by giving to others, and it's not something you should be forced to do, but something you should do because it works. It works for you. It doesn't even matter if you give begrudgingly. All that matters is that you give. In fact, you should do so without accepting or expecting anything at all in return. That is what makes it work for you. Once you give, you will start to see miracles happen in your life that will get you through tight pinches, whatever they may be. Now, this is a weird principle of the universe that must be experienced to truly believe. Since we possess animal instincts, it seems unnatural to do this, and that is why all the spiritual teachers have stressed the need for faith. It's not because you're believing in something that doesn't exist. It's because you must be advanced enough to imagine your future reward. Maybe I should repeat that. Spiritual teachers have stressed the need for faith. It's not because you're believing in something that doesn't exist. It's because you must be advanced enough to imagine your future reward. This is what makes you special. This is what makes your mind and spirit evolve. This is the smart thing to do. This is how you rise above and become free. This is how you become an angel. And you know, it's interesting. I got an email. This just reminds me. I got an email from a guy who listens to this show. And this lesson sunk in with him. And I want to read to you what happened to him when he started experimenting with this and trying it out. Oh, and then I have some other emails. I got an email from a guy who said, once I started listening to this show, I started seeing some really weird things. And so I want to read these emails to you. But first, I want to point a couple things out when it comes to the true power of the mind. I believe that it's possible that anything in your mind actually exists. Sometimes I wonder, does fiction really exist? Or does everything that you think of exist in some form, somewhere, somehow, in this vast reality? And, you know, I'm always talking about being a very vivid dreamer. And sometimes I wonder, where do these things come from in my head when I'm sleeping? Where do these dreams come from? Why do humans do this? And I had this bizarre thought, and I swear I wasn't high when I thought of this. But you know how, like, back in the old days, before there were records and before we had media, like, you know, the Middle Ages or whatever, people would buy a bird and keep it alive just because they wanted to hear that bird sing. And I've wondered, is it possible that one of the reasons humans are here is we were created to be dream machines for the entertainment of the gods? That's why, you know, we're kind of half kept happy, but they watch our movies like TV shows. You dream all this crazy stuff because that's what you actually are. Some kind of a dream machine. Entertainment of the gods. I know, I'm telling you, I wasn't high, but think about it. Is that maybe part of why we're here? To put on a show? Kind of reminds you of the Truman Show a little bit, doesn't it? Anyway, I'm going to read these emails when I come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I'll be right back after these important messages.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
To Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Do you think it's possible that evil people are smarter than good people? A lot of folks believe that. Yeah, the evil people are going to win. They're smarter than the good people. Well, here's what I think. I believe that the evil people are very, very smart. And I believe the good people are very, very smart. The problem is the evil people are much more motivated. And the reason I say that is that because good people are more optimistic, they often have a tendency to say like, things are going to work out okay. And they can be a little bit naive and let their guard down. And they're not focused all the time on the spiritual battle. But we are in one. And so if we are in one, well, the only way the good people are going to win is if we become just as focused on the goodness as the evil people have been focused on being self-centered and trying to seize whatever powers they want. We have got to stay on top of it. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And so thinking about this idea of angels and demons, even if it's, okay, let's say it's just a figurative thing. Fine. Consider it an analogy, but which one of these personalities are you going to align yourself with more? That's what we're talking about and how that affects your behavior and your conduct and how it's going to determine a lot about what happens the rest of this year. And I don't know why if you're listening to this podcast and you don't go to YouTube for free and watch this video that I narrated this, John Carter put it together. If you don't watch this free video, I can't explain why you wouldn't do that. Again, just go to YouTube and just search for Angels and Demons Beside You by Joshua P. Warren. posted by UFOs Worldwide. That's the one that's got all the images. I forget how long it is. It's not that long. Maybe like a half hour or something. But just watch it. And hopefully you'll pass it along. Here's another thing that you can do that's very, very easy. I post links all the time to what I'm up to on my Twitter feed, and that's free. And I know that some people don't like Twitter and they get intimidated by it, and I understand all that. But just look, for now, that's what I'm doing. If you just go to Google and just type in Joshua P. Warren Twitter, you'll click the link. And my Twitter page comes up, and it's just like a website. You don't have to sign up for anything or log in for anything. You'll just see a bunch of threads there with stuff that I have put links to, and you can click them. And that's a great way to follow along with things that I talk about on this show. And, of course, there is a link there to John Carter's video of my audiobook, Angels and Demons Beside You. So please go check that out. And send it to other people. And it reminds me when I talk about us, you know, how do we fight back as angelic beings? Well, I'm talking about giving back and starting to understand that there is power in supporting and giving nourishment to the things that give you some kind of spiritual nourishment, and doing so selflessly. And it reminds me of this email I got the other day from Daniel. I think he is in California. He wrote, "Hi, Joshua. I guess I experienced the giving of money and receiving of money this week. I donated $20 to a food bank program we have at work. I could have done it online, but decided to just give it to our administrator, who is in charge of the program, and I gave the money directly. It was easier. All I had was $20 bills. My intention, if I would have donated online, was to give $10. The reality was I gave what I had on me, which was $20, a physical $20 bill. Not sure that makes a difference, but I think it did. Then, listen to this, I received the next day, out of the blue, a $600 stimulus program check, and I had no idea I was qualified at all for this stimulus. I had no idea it was coming in the mail. And now today, I received a work bonus on top of that. I expected that, but I still find it amazing. That could have come the next week, but it came that day. We never know when we're going to get the bonus. It's always a random day. Not bad at all. Very good. Thanks, Dan." I think that's also interesting how he points out that the check was already in the mail, and he didn't know that when he gave, but sometimes what we do operates retroactively, if that makes any sense. Like, we have this very linear mind, this mindset that when you give something, then that means that you are creating the effect that is going to allow you to receive in the future. But it can also act both ways. That when you make the decision to give something, it causes something to happen in the past that will show up in your future. And hopefully your mind can slip and slide a little bit through these ideas of past, present, and future, because the present is an illusion. Cosmologists will tell you that. It's all about a point of view and where you are and how you can, you know, what you can comprehend with your little brain at this particular point in time. So don't ever think that, like, by doing something now, all you're doing is literally planting a seed that will pop up in the future because of what you did. No, you can also affect the past to get something going for your future. Don't you love thinking about that kind of stuff? I don't know. I do. But thank you very much for that, Dan. And you know what? That is just an absolutely perfect illustration of what I am talking about on this particular podcast. Here is an email that I received from a lady named Amanda. Okay, so now she has got, well, if you go to my website, there's a curiosity shop there, and she bought one of these mysterious manifestation experimental devices that I call a psionic dematerializer or a bad buster. So if you are a person who wants to manifest things, but you find it difficult to think positively, then this is perfect for you, because it takes your negative thoughts and neutralizes the negative thoughts. That's more or less how it's designed to work. And all this stuff is experimental. That's why I tell people, you're like, look, if you get this stuff from me, it's experimental. And most of it comes with the 100% money back guarantee. So if it doesn't work for you, you can send it back in good shape and, you know, you'll get your money back. So anyway, she says, I love my bad buster. I by the way, I think I still have some of these left, but I'm not sure. She says, it does work in amazing ways. I have had problems with a professional colleague that had her office a few down from my office. I requested that using the bad buster that she be removed with harm to none. It worked! Exclamation point. Approximately 6 months later, she was put into a new building. And that was deliberately torched by an arsonist and burned to the ground, as did the office buildings where she rented a space. Now, she is out of my existence. I don't have to deal with her when I walk to the courthouse. What a relief. I know what you're thinking at this point, guys. And she goes, and best of all, no one was harmed in the fire, and there was insurance for all the buildings. Respectfully, Amanda. See, that could have been a sick joke, right? Like, Joshua, I used your manifestation tool to get rid of this coworker or whatever. And listen, man, this thing works. Her office burned to the ground and she died in agony. You've got my 5-star review. No, that's not what happened. All right. What I'm saying is she got what she wanted, but it was with harm to none. And, you know, look, I don't know. Maybe that's what she wrote. So you take that however you want. Here's an email I got. Gosh, I'm coming up on another break here soon. Okay. Actually, I tell you what, let me hold off because let me tell you what a guy did. He listened to my podcast and then, he won something. I'm going to tell you how he did that. And then I'm going to tell you about what happened to this other guy who started listening to the podcast and really weird stuff started happening to him, like weird stuff. And then something that I learned about the ghost of women versus the ghost of men. Covering a lot on this particular podcast, but that's why it's just called Strange Things. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
The Art Bell Vault never disappoints. Classic audio at your fingertips. Go now to coasttocoastam.com for full details.
With age, women and men have issues with fine lines, wrinkles, under-eye bags, crepey skin on the neck, and aging on the hands. Dr. Nathan Newman has developed Lumines for amazing results treating these issues with his stem cell-based formula, APT200. Try Lumines today with our postage-paid starter kit for only $19.99, available exclusively at HealthyLooking.com. Join thousands of satisfied customers using Lumines. Learn more at HealthyLooking.com.
Come Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And my friend, comedian, paranormal Karen Rontowski. She has this joke that she does. Karen says, everywhere I go, people say you have to go to this hotel room haunted by a woman that died in her wedding dress. And then you have to go to the train station that's haunted by this woman who jumped in front of a train in her wedding dress. Ladies, do we need more reasons not to get married? You know what call I never get? Karen, you have to help us out. Our house is haunted by the ghost of a single woman who had a great career and no kids. Karen, I remember that she did a joke like that in her routine, and I've seen her perform multiple times, and I texted her and I said, how does that joke go that you do? And she goes, oh, and she wrote me this text back and she goes, deliver it right, Warren. I don't think, it's much funnier when she does it, but she's a hoot. Karen Rontowski, just, you really need to look her up. Paranormal Karen. And there's another joke. Oh, by the way, I should give out her website address or she might get mad at me. I think it's just paranormalkaren.com. Okay, go to KarenRontowski.com or pay. Yeah, it's K-A-R-E-N. But there's this other joke. Thank you, Karen. There's this other joke that, I don't know. I heard somebody give one time and then it was like, you know, you always have the ghost of like grandma doing the dishes in the kitchen, or you have the ghost of the maid doing the laundry. But why never the ghost of the man coming back to mow the lawn? I mean, like, you know, that kind of thing, just silly stuff like that. And I was reminded of this because, you know what? I own these ghost tours. I own the largest ghost tour in Asheville, North Carolina, the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours. And we operate year round, even in the snow. Okay. We say it doesn't matter if it's rain, snow, apocalypse. I mean, we will be there and the show goes on. So no cancellations, no refunds. We, you know, the show goes on. And that's in Asheville, North Carolina, where I'm from. And then I also have a tour that operates year-round in Boulder City, Nevada, which is right outside of Las Vegas, the Haunted Boulder City Tour. Same thing. Doesn't matter what the weather conditions are. Obviously, we don't have to worry about snow out there too much. But so, yeah, Haunted Asheville, you should definitely check out if you are in the Asheville area. Or hauntedbouldercity.com if you are going to be near Boulder City year-round, doesn't matter. And I recently started putting together some clips for the Haunted Boulder City tour, and I was looking up video clips of different types of ghosts, and not real ghosts necessarily, just like manufactured ghosts. You know, just something that looks like you might project on a window at Halloween, spooky stuff like that. And I found that it was almost impossible to find a good ghost video of a man. I mean, like, it's always women. It's always the women ghosts that are portrayed as being the spooky, creepy, spiritual ones. And I thought that was really intriguing. I'd never even tried to look up just as many men ghosts as women ghosts and discovered, like, I couldn't really find a good one. Maybe you have a theory about that. But anyway, let's get back to the emails, shall we? You know, I mentioned before the break here I read this email from Amanda, and she was talking about using her Bad Buster. And I just want to remind you that if you have the Bad Buster, and I use them every day, of course, every day, that you have to be specific and use it for one issue at a time. Unlike a wishing machine, I advise you to check on it regularly. Look at it every day. And if you're not happy with what you put in there, rewrite it, reword it, and then try it again. You know, experiment with the way you write it. A wishing machine, you're supposed to set it up and ignore it. Not with a bad buster. You stay focused on it. You keep working with it until you get what you want. And if you need more than one issue resolved at a time, and you need multiple bad busters for each issue. So that's why I have about probably 5 or 6 of these things working simultaneously at any given time. And so that's a tip for you if you have one. And I'm planning to make another batch of these. Like I say, I don't know if I have any right now or not in my curiosity shop on my website. Let's go to... okay, this is kind of an odd... listener email, and this came in from, let's see, Kevin, and he says, thank you for the information that you give out to people. About an hour ago, I rounded a corner at work to see a raven sitting there looking at me. I immediately got the feeling that I needed to drive the full distance to pick up my daughter, instead of meeting my parents in the middle. Soon, I acknowledged that that was the plan, and the gut feeling or whatever it was went away. These kinds of things similar to this have been happening more frequently in the last month or so. I don't question it, I just go with it, and everything has been fine. I first heard you on Richard Serrett's podcast, and that's what brought me to listening to your Strange Things podcast. Thanks again, and I definitely enjoy the podcast. Do you see what he's saying here, folks? He's saying that he's starting to notice things more. He's starting to notice how that the universe is speaking to him and taking that into consideration and start saying, okay, maybe I'm being told something here. The universe doesn't speak English. You have to look for signs and symbols. Well, thank you for that, Kevin, and welcome to the show. Okay, how about this one? This comes to me from Luke. And he said, Josh, I listened to your podcast where you were playing the sound of a $100 bill. By the way, let me pause. If you don't know what he's talking about, obviously I play a lot of different tones on this podcast, but on one of them, I took a $100 bill and I used my Paracymatics 2 technique and I scanned it using my special proprietary technique that I invented, and I extracted an audio tone from it. And then I played that tone on the podcast and said, just listen to this and see what happens. And he says, I listened to the sound of the $100 bill, and that week I won $10 on the lottery. It was a small amount, but I got a free lunch. LOL. Well, that's awesome. That's how it starts, Luke, just with stuff like that. And let me squeeze in one more here. This is Josh from North Dakota, and he says, Joshua, I wanted to say thank you. I have been using your money sigil to great success these past 3 years. Now, what he's talking about is if you go to my website and you scan down the homepage, you'll see some different sigils, which are symbols that you stare at that connect you with a certain energy field. I've been using your money sigil to great success the past 3 years. Before using the sigil, I could not find a new job or get any kind of pay increase. I started printing out the sigil and putting it in my wallet, on my car, on my computer, basically anywhere that I would see it on a regular basis. A year and a half into this experiment, I landed my dream job that has nearly doubled my wage. Today, I wear the money sigil necklace that I bought from your store every day, and I continue to find money on a regular basis in random places. I suspect that you receive inquiries from people who are primarily concerned with money, so please let them know that if they want the money sigil, keep an open mind. If they use the money sigil, keep an open mind, have some patience, and the money will find them. He says, thank you. your lifelong fan, Josh from North Dakota. And by the way, feel free to share this with anyone or use it on your podcast. Well, thank you, Josh. Thank you. And I tell you what, my buddy Ron Heath has created some wall plaques out of these sigils as well that you might be interested in checking out. Go to eBay and just do a search for Sigil for Well-Being, because it's not always just about money. Sigil for Well-Being, and check those out. Okay, here it is, the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.